came back out, and I thought the guys really played fast. We put another set of, you know, calls in, both offensively and defensively. Had a big kickoff drill to start it all off. Another chance to evaluate the guys. So tryout guys, draft picks, signed free agents, all of them worked. And the guys who even were some of the undrafted guys, they made a big impression. Now we have some more guys that we know that have understood the system a little bit and have some experience. I thought for the 2 days was totally maxed out in terms of time. So we'll go back in now. We'll have some meetings and finish up this rookie minicamp weekend.
Coach, how good did it feel to see Keanu almost get a pick over there? I mean, and he showed his coverage skills right there following the tight end.
Yeah, almost is the key. He's off to a great start. You can certainly feel the speed and the ability to close. Anybody who's been out here at practice, you can, you know, see that for sure. I've been impressed, you know, by the work ethic of this group. This class has already become in close and tight. The work ethic, you feel it. And they know you wouldn't be here if you didn't have the talent. The things that separate us now, it's the work ethic. And that's how the one percenters, you know, how they separate themselves. It's the work ethic. So that's really the message we're trying to, you know, instill in the guys right off the bat.
Speaking of that tightness, how did you feel that Campbell and Deion worked together in unison as linebackers, and Keanu in that group too? How did you feel that they worked together?
The communication, you could see, you know, you have to force it to make that happen. So they've been in the meeting rooms together, been back at the dorms together. So that bond, that connection only happens when you spend the time both here in the locker room and off the field. So that process is fully underway. So neither of them knew each other. I think probably Deion and Keanu a little bit just from competing against one another, but they both played on the same side of the ball. I'm anticipating, you know, over the next 6 weeks, they'll spend a lot of time together. Have trust on that one, going through classroom sessions on the field, off the field. So it's been a good weekend, and now I'm excited to add this group into a competitive group of guys right into the locker room and get into the work Monday. And we'll get 2 weeks with them before we start, you know, our OTAs.
What's the message you leave the rookies with following minicamp?
I wanted to first off say I saw the improvement from day one to day two. So that's the whole goal. Can we get better? And even if it's by small margins, and that totally happened today. I love the attitude and the effort that the guys were going for, whether it was a drafted player or a free agent here or somebody that was here on a tryout. Everybody helped themselves today. So even if we don't sign a player today, they've gained a ton of confidence in us. If we have a roster spot available, now there's some people that have put their best foot forward as opposed to going elsewhere. Now we have a bigger pool of guys to pull from. So I couldn't be more pleased to kicking off their rookie year, so to speak, here in the right fashion with the right work ethic.
Coach, is it safe to say that with the players that you have that were drafted and the players that you already have on the team, it's going to be a lot of competition at the linebacker position?
We certainly hope so, not just at linebacker, but all over. You can definitely feel the speed there. This linebacker group's a tight group, and you know, they're already in communication with these guys, which as a coach makes you proud, knowing that here's a group that they know they can help, and now it's going to be up to them to see how much they can learn in these next 6 weeks, and they really got to apply themselves to do that.
Talked a little bit yesterday about Josh Dawson sticking out. Anybody stick out to you today?
Well, I thought probably, you know, at running back, you know, was probably, or, you know, our running back from South Carolina. I thought, you know, the quickness showed up. He can really stick his foot in the ground and get vertical. So Wiles is probably the one that offensively jumped out to me. Thought, you know, quarterbacks, it's been a tough couple days with the wind, and those guys battled through and made some completions today. So it was probably two offensively. Yeah, well.
Devin Fuller didn't do a lot out there. Is there a reason for that?
He did. So he was close. He had a little bit of a strain of his hamstring yesterday, so we decided to have him just do some individual today in hopes that he can get rolling right away with the group this week and not have any setbacks. So it was more just a coach's decision to limit him and hold him just so we had him at his best moving forward.
Rose, the Texas kicker,
yeah, the
does he have a chance to compete?
So, yeah, we were pleased with him today. So he did both days we kicked a lot. And, you know, we tracked all the stuff and went all the way back as, you know, as far as he can. He's got a strong leg. And, you know, talking to Keith Armstrong, the techniques there. So, you know, we knew we were going to come and have competition at the position. And he certainly, you know, proved that he's up for the challenge.
Saw you applaud Ivan on a pass rush over there. What does he bring?
It's that first step quickness, and you know, I'm always looking for that versatility of a Sam linebacker who's got pass rush ability. So that was, you know, when you'd see him initially quick and jump out, that's what makes pass rush unique, when you have that get off. So I saw that first step, so I was pumped up to see that.
And Campbell played both weak side and strong side today, right?
He played both weak side, but on some formations, you know, if they trade a tight end, you could end up on the strong side.
Okay.
But he stayed in the same position. But we're looking for that verse. So this camp, we left both the linebackers in their same spots for today. And then as we get moving forward a little bit, they're pretty closely, actually in our defense, both the two inside linebackers are pretty closely related. It's our outside linebackers and our Leos, our Sams and our Leos that are more closely related, and our Mike and our Will are more closely related. So there's not that much variation in our defense between a strong side linebacker and a weak side linebacker. There's a big difference between a Sam linebacker who plays on the line.
Devondre said he's taller than a lot of linebackers. What, per se, does that do for him on the football field and him being that tall for his position?
Sometimes length as a guy who can cover is a real factor when you're playing against other guys who have length. So length doesn't always mean just because you're 6'6". Okay. All right. It could also mean where you're 6'3", but have the arm length of a 6'6 guy. And so length can come around. That can make up for some height. So it's his length that allows him to cover some of the taller guys. It's not an advantage, you know, when you're playing against a 5'10 or 5'9 running back like Freeman. It's the advantage when you're playing against the tall tight ends, Hooper, Tammy, that group, where you're able to match on some routes.